$24,780. Good morning, would you identify yourself and your authority?
Sergeant Michael Segrist, Bridgeport Police Department, SIGRIST, Michael Thomas.
And would you summarize your case, Sergeant?
The appellant applied to our department and had an automatic disqualifier for assault third. 12-2-15 and found guilty with a conditional discharge.
Ma'am, did you hear any of the last two cases?
Well, it doesn't. Well, it's not a.
No, it's not an.
That's no longer automatic disqualifier. Because it's now 8 years.
So the decision has to be within 8 years to be an automatic disqualifier?
The conviction.
The conviction, that's what I mean.
Yeah, changed effective October of 25.
A year or so ago, maybe.
October 25.
This is
sentence as about. Yeah, but.
Are you understanding what, you can't possibly be understanding what we're talking about. At one time, the convictions on your record would automatically disqualify you for a pistol permit.
But she also has another issue regarding a persistent offender conviction.
Mm-hmm. So we'll hear more from the sergeant about that.
I wasn't aware of that. Okay. The colonel advised.
Well,
so you had circled it on the Knicks hit. Because, so in your record, you had three larceny six, right? On the third larceny six, you got something from Connecticut General Statute 53A-40, which means persistent offender. That's what happens when, if it's like a burglary, larceny, sex offender, anything of the enumerated charges, if you do it a lot within a short period of time, the prosecution can do an aggravated charge. Even though it was a misdemeanor, they gave you a 5-year jail sentence, 5 years suspended, with 3 years probation. Do you remember that? Okay. So the problem with that is because you were convicted of a crime punishable by greater than a year sentence, by federal law, you cannot possess a firearm. You can't have a gun. So your best bet at this point would be to go through the Board of Pardons and fill out the packet, do all the information because it's been so long ago, and then have them expunge it and wipe that away from your record. That's your best bet. But by federal law, you can't possess firearms or ammunition at all. Because even though it was a misdemeanor, you were guilty of a crime and convicted by something greater than a year of a sentence.
So for today's purposes, if we go through a hearing, we automatically have to deny you. Or you could withdraw this appeal, try and get the charges pardoned, and then reapply. So would you like to withdraw your appeal today?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.